looking for something, a new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as we shine the light on living.
Woo! I just love that song. Welcome, everyone, to Light on Living. I'm Light Coach Lisa, holistic nutritionist and life coach, helping you to lighten the load of life's challenges. Today is the first of many episodes where I'm really excited to shine the spotlight on living well. I'm directing that light on helpful techniques, mindsets, lifestyle, and inspiring stories to help you get through, not over, life's challenges. I'll be having a special guest each episode, and they have been carefully chosen by me, of course, because of some of their standout stories or information or a unique characteristic that I really feel will bring you maybe that aha moment, maybe a breakthrough, who knows, maybe an insight, or, which is usually the really nicest thing, is maybe some comfort. Light on Living is about everything helpful. I love that word, helpful. It's about bringing the things into light which are necessary. And my goal is to lighten that dark and heavy. So every day in life, we do have some challenges. I know I do. So whether it's the food we choose to eat, the exercise we give our bodies or don't, the amount of sleep, everybody knows that I'm a sleep person, and that quality of sleep, the prescriptions or supplements that we decide to take every day, the thoughts we think and behaviors, our moods, our friends, our relationships, our money mindsets, there's so many things that could really be a challenge. And so every one of those categories can really make life either heavy, or we can learn things to make us lighter about it, to make it, those challenges themselves lighter. So today I am going to share, because it is the first show, I'm going to share my signature story with you, because I want you, the listeners, to know how committed I am to all of you, to bring you what you need to be happier, to be healthier, to lighten that load of life challenges. So as I read my signature story, I was reading it earlier because I wanted to make sure it was all snazzy and spiffied up. But when I was reading earlier, I was reminded how very shortly after that very tumultuous time in my life, a special friend, actually a mentor, came into my life who taught me a lot. He supported me in an energetic way that I did need or really needed. And he's actually our guest for today's show. So we're going to be bringing on Doug LeClaire as he helps us hear what our hearts are saying and how to follow it. When we can't interpret what our hearts are saying, or worse, we can't even hear it, that's the heavy challenge. So allow me to share my story with you first, and then we shall bring Doug onto the show. And we'll be reading this, so there's a lot, and it just was so perfectly done that I wanted to capture every moment to share with everybody. So here we go. This is a while back. I think it was about, 7 years? I'm going to say it was about 7 years ago. So at that time, it was my 15th attempt at trying to make a home, maintain stability in less than 10 years. See, that's heavy. My life had become anorexic, carrying only a few bags as the weight I lugged around with me each move got lighter and lighter. You see, the less I had, the more I could control it, and the less I could lose and be hurt. I slowly began to identify with having nothing but myself, but it brought with it a dichotomy of enjoying the freedom while suffering and mourning each move, as it did feel like a death and worse, a failure. I say worse to me because, you know, if it's a death, you're dead. You don't have to worry about too much after that, but if you feel like a failure, that's heavy. So at the time, I was very selfish and withdrawn and mostly scared. I pulled away from everything and yet was grasping onto anything. I needed to gain true control of my life to serve my highest self that I could sense was still in me somewhere. Shockingly, it was the internet that helped me to harness that sense. Thank goodness for the internet. And with that internet, I learned to nurture it and to grow that sense that I knew it was inside me. Because at the time, here I was, a published writer, a regular television guest, a contributor, a solid holistic nutritionist. Love being a nutritionist. A coach. And here I was, myself, doing all these things, but I was lonely. I was helpless, depressed. It was horrible. I didn't see it coming. In one moment, one breakthrough, my life changed. It was a hot summer day, and I was sitting outside on the yoga mat in the grass with my kitty, Brinks. Everybody will hear about him probably on every show. And Lucy. Lucy and Brinks are my babies. Well, we were sitting outside, and my laptop, I could barely see it, like the screen from the glare of the sun. And I stumbled, like literally stumbled across the telesummit. It was called Healing with the Masters, and it's created by Jennifer McLean. And her guest speakers became my friends. Like, they gave me the hope that I truly began to speak of them as if they were by my side and they existed in my real world. I needed them. I needed them to prove to me, to have courage to prove to myself and others that there was a better, glorious, abundant way. That summit not only led me to multiple other summits, Lisa Gar is one of also my favorite, but it saved my life and inspired me to do the same for others. So that's why this show exists right now. I knew this was a gift inside me and I wanted to let it come out, like have that breakthrough. But as I said in the beginning, this is like shining that spotlight on living well, like living the well for you. And I realized like my breakthrough was that choice and responsibility for my highest self is what I needed. And that does come in the form of the foods I choose to eat, the exercise I do, moves my body and everything. So almost three, well, it's not 3 years, it's when I wrote, almost 3 years later, but it's been almost 7 years now. But at the time, I had actually finally, remember, beginning of the story, 15th move in 10 years. So finally at that point, I was there for 3 years. I was then confident, empowered, peaceful, and joyful. And that's why I'm able to support you in your journey right now of discovery and great transition. So really, this is about that light shining to really truly bring it all together. And the guests really are going to be very specific and very lovingly chosen for you guys. So our guest today shares his courageous yet calm message of following his heart, and maybe even more importantly, how he even heard his heart in the first place. I'd like to welcome Doug LeClaire to our wonderful show. Hello, Doug. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Lisa. And thanks for sharing your signature story again.
Aw, thank you so much. You've heard it a few times. I appreciate you listening every time. So, yeah. Doug, we've got you on today because you really are someone who has demonstrated to me, taught me, supported me that even sometimes when your heart isn't, we're not listening, because I think our hearts always say something really loudly, but you have to really listen to you. I'm going to invite you to share your story in a minute, but really the whole thing, I'm so excited to have you on for today, is you do listen to your heart and you listen to the others' hearts. You can actually hear something. I can feel it. And then you just hold out that support and love so they can hear it. Is that how you feel? Like, do you wake up every day and just think, let's see if we can get people to hear their hearts?
Well, the most important thing is to start off the day with some intention and also some calmness. And you never really realize what actions that you're doing during the day and the impact that is going to have on other people's lives. And just simply to change one life or two lives or three it's a miracle. And I had no idea the impact that I would have on your life and the encouragement, the inspiration. Because I'm a firm believer in, I never tell anybody what to do. I always ask questions, encourage to get the person, the individual, to speak out. Because one thing I learned from one of my mentors is that there is that word should that really needs to be cautiously and carefully eliminated from our vocabulary.
Oh, why did you say cautiously? That was interesting.
Cautiously, because sometimes should may apply. I just don't want you to be so inflexible and to be so rigid that it distracts you from actually speaking your voice and speaking your mind. Maybe I should have rephrased it.
No, I love that.
Kidding,
no, oh no. Hey, remember, I'm not the best with those kidding things. I take everything literally. No. You know what? I think that's the thing when you said about getting calm is real a key point.
Yes.
Share with me and share with everybody listening, what are some things that can keep us from being calm? Now, we're not saying calm. Like, I'm excited, but I'm still, there's a calmness in the middle of my ocean here. But what know if that's some things that you've come across, maybe yourself have gone through, that you weren't able to get calm. What would distract us or keep us from becoming calm?
Well, our need to be right is one that comes to mind first. Ooh. Is giving up the need to be right. You know, think about it. You're in a situation and somebody makes a comment. You want to interject and say, oh, my goodness, that's crazy. So that for me was a big peaceful generator, a real calmness moment. Ooh. For me, when I just said, you know what, let go. It's okay. Appreciate as opposed to judge that particular opinion or comment or situation.
Because just because you don't recant, so to speak, or interrupt, can't recant, change, do all those things, doesn't mean you're agreeing with that. You're just allowing them to say what's in their heart. I love that. Okay, so need to be right. So let's all do a check-in with ourselves, or, you know, where in our worlds, in our lives, let's put that spotlight on letting, you know, the need to be right. Just let it, not let it go. What would you say? How would we, as you said, to have appreciation? You said, I love that part.
Appreciation and shifting that energy, shifting it away from your own personal ego, I guess. And just allowing it.
You had to go now. I'm going to do a little time check here. We've got 1 minute. I'm going to just ask about your story, because we're going to share it when we come back. There was a time where you had to seriously do an ego check and let in, because you were probably, were you getting conversations from your heart about one thing about your career path? And where, There's a dichotomy for you in and of itself. You were hearing two things really talk to you to say you needed to do a shift.
Yeah, and I had to do a major shift.
To get loud. How long was it that we're going to tell that story when we get back, but how long was it before you actually took action, as you said earlier, took action to encourage to listen?
Oh, I'll give that some thought.
Oh, great. We shall return with that answer.
We'll talk about it later.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Join me, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, for my new show, Karma Talk. Learn how to get rid of your karma so that you can start living the life you are meant to live. I am not going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Join me on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Karma Talk on Om Time Radio.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Doug, I was going to ask you, so this is your first time listening to these commercials. I think they're fabulous commercials. Did you get to hear those commercials?
I do, yes. They're awesome.
There was a new one I thought. There's a show, I have to check the name because I didn't know if I heard about it. I think it was Karma Talk on Wednesdays. I thought, wow, how she was just letting people know what that show is about was so specific to what we're talking about. So I thought it was a perfect fit there. So just before we went to break, I was asking you, which now we can share the story, but a lot of people out there, and this is what you went through, we might hear our heart a little bit, but then it takes some time, whether it's a courage or just listening to, and I was going to say before we share that story, how long did you hear a little bit of something before you really took the physical action in this world to do something?
I could almost tell you to the year, to the minute, to the month, just giving some thought to it. And it was 3 years and a
wow.
bit.
Looking back now, do you think you suffered?
Oh, not at all. You know, I was doing my thing. I was growing. I was learning. But one thing that I've learned is it's also we are in exactly the right place where we're supposed to be. So, I mean, sometimes you can create a lot of stress in your life just because you feel you should be further ahead. You're missing out on things or whatever. But for me, it was shortly after, it was 3 years after my father had passed away, that I made the decision to put in my resignation as a sales consultant for a company in Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that was a life-changing moment.
Do you think it was easy to make that decision?
I was supported in making that decision. It wasn't easy doing it, but once it was done, it felt like the right thing. I felt as if just a tremendous amount of weight had been lifted from my whole energy. And then my creativity started to increase. I was sleeping better. I started losing weight. I started getting healthier. I started pursuing things that I enjoyed. I started taking flying lessons, doing yoga.
Wow.
it's
You remember flying and yoga. I love the balance of that. Are you sure you're not a Libra? You know,
I must have missed out on it.
The results that you're sharing right now are so helpful for people to hear, because when we're not taking the courageous action that we really just so desperately want, we're having all the opposites of that. You know, we're not able to lose weight. We're not sleeping well. Things don't feel well. So take us back to that. So what was your life like? And tell us what you were doing. Give us a little bit of your story, because I love stories, and I know that you're such a good one. And bring us up to when you started really listening and how you listened to your heart to get you where you are.
Well, my background, I'm an engineer. I graduated at the University of Toronto back in 1984. And my first job was in the corporate environment. And I proceeded up the corporate ladder quite quickly. I was with my first company for 7 years. I went from product marketing to outside sales to senior industrial sales to national account sales. And I became one of the few to be nominated and awarded into their, what they call their Captain's Club membership, which is for sales exceptional performance. And I mean, that was the skills that I learned from that experience was something I really have to appreciate, because something about what our focus today is light on living. One of the most important things I learned in the corporate world is to lighten your living in a corporation is to acquire a new skill. So for me, that skill was time management. I specifically requested and went on my own time management course, and it was through Andy Sherwood. I think it was called Time Text Time Management. He was out of Oakville, Ontario. And I became a spokesperson for this guy. I had the whole company. They all were carrying around these time management binders. And the sales from the company were really starting to show results. So that was really exciting. And then what I discovered, there was an economic downturn, and I happened to be one of the highest paid people at the time, and I was one of the first to go. Mm-hmm. And I realized that no matter how, you know, good you are, what level of performance you have, as soon as a company no longer needs you or can't afford you, it's like, I'm sorry, thank you very much. Here's a gold watch, a crystal decanter, and here's some money to set you aside for a bit. So, and then I struggled in the corporate, going from one job to the next for the next few years, when I decided enough was enough. And I put in a resignation. Sure.
I just want to ask before we move on from there, did you, but now it's been some time, but at the time then and now looking back, do you feel that there was some time needed to perhaps heal or have some kind of forgiveness for either yourself or others? Like, did your worth, your self-worth, your worth get damaged? Or do you know what I'm saying? Like, what was the challenges that you faced during that, or maybe none, but to allow you to move forward? Because you said, it was, trying to find your next place.
Well, I think it was more of a feeling for myself. Obviously, your self-esteem definitely gets a good kick in the pants. And it's, you start questioning your true value in the workplace. You start second-guessing yourself. And what I noticed was, when I was going into that realm again, my energy just kept being depleted and I felt tired. And I just felt to the point where I can't do this anymore. I just don't have the energy. And yet when I shift to listening closer to my heart, the energy seemed to be unlimited. And one of the things I do to get energy during my day now is I go out, is get into nature, is to spend at least 45 minutes out in nature, a back forest, go for a walk, and spend some time, turn off the phone, and just pay attention to everything out there. Because we're missing the world. It's unfortunate, but I see too many people that don't take the time to just turn off and get disconnected for a moment of time to recharge and to really get clear on what's important.
You really raise the question right now to me, this is just coming up for me now. Do you think because, that constant connection that we're always on our phones and connecting and doing this, that and not getting to nature? Maybe that's what I say. I don't want to specifically talk about being on the phones or social media, but what I want to say is this. Do you think that the lack of going out in nature, yes, of course, is interrupting that listening of the heart, but perhaps is it also, are we afraid, do you think, to listen to our heart because we don't know ourselves maybe? Or what do you think would stop, was prevent somebody from really committing to spending that time of listening to themselves, whether it's a meditation or going in nature or that? What would you think about that?
Well, I think person's number one, for me, it was the fear of the unknown. The fear of not having a steady paycheck, the fear of having to give up something, the fear of maybe I have to sell my house, or the fear of maybe, it's there's so many unknowns when you take a chance and take a risk. So for me, it's fear. And I think people, phones and that are extremely important tool. But if I want to sit down, if I want to focus and write an article, if I want to do a project of some type, I turn everything off. Little bells and beeps really distract me. Maybe other people can manage them really well, but me, every time I hear a little bing or a tone or a bell or a whistle, I'm going, oh, I wonder who that was.
I just heard every single one of them in my brain when you said that.
Oh, we know them. We have them all.
Yes. Well, we were talking before about booking your time and budgeting your time. And I think this is what we're leading into right now, is that maybe even to start off with, because we're not quite listening yet. We don't have that rhythm, a natural rhythm of, oh, this is what I need to do here and there. But do you set a specific time, or like you said, 45 minutes, that's a length of time. But do you find that by listening to yourself, there's certain times a day that you like to do things? Do you follow something? Do you budget it that way?
Yeah, I budget every morning at minimum 45 minutes for my personal time, minimum. And I'm a morning person, so it's easy for me. I love the mornings. And then at night, I've done some webinars and host or guest, been the guest on a few programs at night. But I 10 o'clock at night, I'm ready to turn in.
And you feel fulfilled. There's a fulfilling feeling going on.
Yes.
That helps with the sleep. So take us back to, because we saw that we have a few minutes before the commercial. You made the decision. You just ran. You floated around and kind of did what you were doing. Did you check in with your heart or, like, you know, following that path? Did you even know what your passion was then?
I did. But it just wasn't coming up. I mean, my passion... when I look back as a child, when I was 11 years old, I knew exactly what I was passionate about. A couple of things, obviously the environment. When I was 11, I told my mom and dad that I'm not going to buy a car because it pollutes the environment. And this was back in the 70s. This was when the big gas guzzlers were prevalent. And another thing too is my interest in nutrition. And my first nutrition book was Adele Davis's Eat Right to Keep Fit. And I read through that, must have been about 50 to 100 times. So by the time I was 12, I knew what every mineral did, what every vitamin did, what every, how to help your health by choosing proper food. And I started making my own yogurt. I would add wheat germ. I would add all these, you know, bee pollen and... I was a strange kid at 11.
Well, and probably the most in tune. Well, the good thing is that when you have a passion, you can do something like what you said, read something 50 times, 100 times, or you could do it because it seems effortless. Because as you talked about the energy earlier, when you were doing something that didn't feel right, your energy was depleted, and when you're doing something that you loved, it's unlimited. And
yeah.
Oh, and on that unlimited note, just limited time, we'll be back.
Unlimited.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg roll showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Tapping my foot. Da, 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 da. And
I know that last commercial brought a smile to me for sure.
Didn't it? With especially as we were just having a tap, tap, ding, beep. Cats and cell phones.
Oh, no.
Oh, we do. Well, I know that you have kitty cats in your world, and as do I. And how is Pablo doing today?
Pablo's very well. He's sleeping on a comforter upstairs in the sun. So I don't have him around here chewing cords and knocking things off the table and stuff. So I'm good.
And they're so cute when they do that. You know, actually, and being in nature, one thing is to have animals around you that can certainly help you with your with people's energy levels. I love that we're talking about the unlimited about energy when you do follow your heart. I want to say so much on this thing and hear so much from you. There's one specific really important thing. When I first said, you know what, I'd love to have you on the show, and you said this little thing, I'm going to have you expand on it, but you said, you know, everybody has a message. We're all talking about messages. Here's a message, there's a message. Oh, I'm breaking into here's a sign, there's a sign now. But you said, well, what makes your, you know, we might think to ourselves, why do I need to share my message? Maybe everybody's hearing it before, you know, why am I going to say it any differently or not? But then you said, no. I have a message. There is something, even though somebody else has said it, I want to say that. How do you get the courage to do that, to recognize that what you have is of value no matter who else does or say it?
For me, it came with some experiences. The fact that when I shared something, like even with respect to your life, when I helped you and I had no idea the impact of how that was going to change and stabilize your life. But it's just to realize that even though the message is out there, the words are out there, it's being spoken by, dozens and hundreds, if not thousands of different professionals. But sometimes the time isn't right for us to actually listen to it. So I find it's a matter of timing issue. You're finding somebody, getting them at the right time where they're open and their energy is open to receiving and acting on it, because we don't always act on things within our heart. It's not until sometimes there's a crisis or we slow down and we realize that, hey, it's a benefit for me to make some changes in my life right now. So yeah, that's about it.
I want to highlight that there's a benefit to making some changes in my life right now. That right now, Doug, that actually just removed some fear for me. I could feel that melting. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be specific, but so I can, if I say that, and you know how our little bodies and cells love to hear words because we believe them. As I say that right now, there are benefits to me making some changes in my life right now. I love that. That is so beautiful. And you know what? You said something else. I love everything you say. So earlier you talked about how goals aren't rigid. So when we're thinking about what you just said, you know, there's benefit to making some changes. Goals are usually set because we want to experience something different, a change.
Yes.
So can you expand on that for us? I love to hear you get further on that. Goals aren't rigid.
Well, goals give us some focus, and they can focus our attention onto some specific outcomes that we, at our present time, feel that are very important to us. But as we grow and as we learn more and we experience more, we realize that some of these goals, we set them, but they no longer apply. Like, to give you an example, I wrote down a goal book one time and I had 43 goals that I'd written down and I'd lost the book and I was freaking for a bit. And then I forgot all about it. And then I found it 7 or 8 years later and I had 37 or so of the goals already completed. I'm going, oh my goodness, it does work. But it works for me. My lesson was just to let go and trust, and just knowing that I had written something down and put that into my energy that things were going to happen. And one of the ones that I didn't achieve was to get my commercial pilot's license. And at that time, I was thinking of getting my commercial pilot's license, maybe do some aerial photography, some nature photography. But that's not important to me right now.
Right. And it's okay. And I love that Eva mentioned about you wrote it down and that you let go and that you trust. I think that's very important to highlight and share with people, because letting go doesn't mean letting go of the goal or the dream. I'm bringing this right back to what you said in the very beginning. It's a matter of trusting that you are in the right place at the right time. So if a goal becomes no longer important, or there's a different route that you attain it, that's the trust. And I do believe that life's challenges, if we add a little bit more, I'm going to ask you about trust now in a second, but when we are literally trying to lighten the load of life's challenges, trust, I do believe, is a strong component there. How does one build trust, gain trust, create trust in themselves and in the universe? That's a deep one. I'm sorry I threw that one out there. But
well, it is a deep one. But for me, trust is gained through what you do and your daily consistent actions and how you are consistent in what you do and how you are with other people, how you are with your family, how you are with your pets. It doesn't exclude any part of your life. How you are with respect to other races, how you are with respect to political views, how you are you combative, are you accepting? All of these different elements continue to add more and more weight to what I call the trust, to be a trusting person. So if I'm talking to somebody, we could be at completely opposing views. That's okay. It would be pretty boring if everybody all had one view and life would just be, oh yeah, okay, I agree with you. Let's go to yoga at 8:30 and then we'll go and grab a coffee and So what do you think about this? Oh yeah, I agree with you 100%. Oh yes, okay, me too. Okay, nothing to talk about there because we both agree. So yeah, trust is built over what you do and your consistent daily actions.
And I wonder if we could help the listeners just to do a check-in, like I guess we could just ask ourselves. Oh, I love, because you love asking questions. And you said, we can ask ourselves, do I trust myself? Do I trust in the universe? And then if there's a feeling of that not, that not being, then to say, what could I change? What could I do? What could I improve? What could I experience to help build that trust? And consistency, which I love that you brought up, is one. You know what's funny? So there's a few supplements or vitamins or this or that I take, daily. And I take them consistently so that I can trust in what I believe they're doing for me. And it's a mindset for sure, because I do believe, I'm now putting my faith and that trust into it. I'm not letting go. I'm letting go and just allowing. And same thing when you went from – I'm going to bring back to your story, because I do want people to hear this, is that you went from that feeling of, okay, what do I do now? I have some skills. I have to strengthen them. Like you said, you're invaluable. Like just super, you got the skills of when you did, what was it, the time management and everything. How you took those skills and then created a new life for yourself. You created a new career path. You had shared with us like what changed for you and how you improved and how did you turn your life into something that you were following your heart?
Well, at that time in my career, I didn't know I was going to be transitioning out and the economic downturn, but I absolutely felt so empowered that I had all the tools. I had the skills. I was doing the daily things that I needed to do to create trust in my clients, my company. So early on, I realized that to become more valuable and to really, it does lighten the load on a lot of your living when you do add new skills. Imagine going into another country, you can't speak the language. Which skill would you want to be the first one on your list to acquire? Obviously, speaking that language.
Yeah.
Certainly make your life a lot easier when you learn to speak the same language. And I think for me, I was learning to speak the corporate language, And yeah, communication, that's critical in relationships, in so many different things. That to be open in communicating and to communicate from the heart without any underlining intention is also a great way to lighten your load.
Sorry, now you've got me on my little titles of critical communication. But you had said, you know, not to act or respond with fear or anxiety. Something that we had talked about just you and me prior to this. And that really was a big one for me. I think a lot of people, you're right, and we said that earlier, you're waiting to jump into stand up for something or disagree or, you know, that's a passionate thing, like to disagree and to want to do that. But to tame that passion into and harness it and pair it with some, like you said, understanding stuff. And I think that's when we look into our own lives, to follow what's really important to us and to have that wake-up call. I'm going to ask you, you do meditation. You have your own things that you do.
I do.
For you?
Yes.
Yeah. Are there particular questions that you ask yourself that allow you to open up and connect with yourself? There's questions that heighten that.
Well, there's a few. I have put together what for my own morning meditation. Before I do it, I do a gratitude. And I call it gratitude with a focus. So it's very specific. I've put together what I call a gratitude wheel. So if I look at different areas of my life, whether it be relationships, health, fitness, career, personal, like personal growth, recreation, financial, social, spiritual, I'll pick one from each of those and be grateful. I don't do it every morning. Sometimes I might do one or two, but that's another thing, is do for yourself what is sustainable and what feels right. It's okay to be a little bit uncomfortable, but do something that's sustainable, because if you can't keep it up, then why even bother?
That's true, because that will create a lot of failure, and then you won't have a lot of trust now, will you?
No. And it just, you think, oh, my goodness. Then you feel, you go, oh, I can't do that. Why can't I write a 1,600-page journal in the morning? Oh, my goodness.
The gratitude wheel, that's a great activity for people even. I love that. I'm so glad that was one of the questions I asked you. Gratitude with a focus. Everybody, if you can just draw a circle, or maybe you're not a circle person, you want to do a list. Oh, we're going to come back to that gratitude.
Right on.
Object in it.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket. And it's always the same place. And then they act so surprised when I find them. But I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide and go seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
that was so much fun, Doug. There was a dog commercial. I haven't heard a dog commercial. That was fun. And you knew it was a dog commercial, especially the squeaky toy.
That's right. And Pablo can always find his toys in his basket as well. I better start hiding them.
Yes. See, now we're getting – see, this is helpful. These commercials are giving us lessons on how to play with our animals. I love it. Before we left for the commercial, we were talking about – which now I can't wait to do this – gratitude with a focus and a gratitude wheel, and you've divided it into segments or a list perhaps or whatever people are comfortable, and you just kind of what would you just go along and say, I'm grateful, I'm thankful, or how would somebody start that who really doesn't know, they've never done this before?
Well, say pick out health and fitness, for example. Like, I'm grateful that I still have the ability to run every day. I am grateful that I have the resources to nourish my body, that I can, take in those supplements. Career, I am so grateful for the job I have, for the people at work, and for what I'm learning.
Mm.
You know, you may not have to be able to change your situation right now, but maybe just changing your attitude about your situation may be a good first step.
Mm. Attitude. I love that, because maybe somebody's thinking, oh, I'm not grateful for the people at work. However, if those people weren't there,
I know.
They might not. And you know what? Sometimes it's funny. If, say, you go to work every day and there are a few people that you don't get along that well with. But you know what? Maybe they're actually bringing up in you something that is letting you know maybe that isn't the right place for you, or perhaps you're going to teach you something. So I love that you brought up about an attitude adjustment or shift or change. Earlier it said, you know what, following your heart starts with a decision, and then to recognize support, to trust and have faith, and then accept the hand that others offer. Can you, I would love for you, there's so many people that either think they can do it on their own, they don't want help, or somebody will let them down. How do we accept the help of others, and how do we even recognize when somebody's offering it to us?
Well, for myself, that was a little bit challenging. Very independent, always want to do things for myself. But again, from experience, when I allowed myself and was able to receive, you see, our ability to receive is just as important as our ability to give. And I attended it was a whole weekend workshop, and it was specifically a good part of that was being a gracious receiver and an open receiver. So there will be a numerous amount of people that are willing to help. You just have to listen and be open. Mm-hmm. And, you know, somebody may ask you, oh, could I help you with that? First, your first response, oh, no, I'm good. But yeah, mm-hmm. You know, what did you have in mind? Expand upon it. The three most dangerous words in the English language are I know that.
Oh. You know what? We all want to make sure that we're valuable. So if we think we know something, and maybe we do, right? That it actually puts a block from learning more, doesn't it?
It does. It completely stops it.
Yeah. I love that you shared that.
You start sharing a story. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear
you. Go ahead. Okay.
I was going to say, when I met you.
Yes.
Okay, Doug, you go.
Okay, when you start sharing your story or you're sharing some information and somebody says, oh, I know that, how much motivation is there for you to continue? How do you know you know it? How do you know you know it all? How do you know everything about that one particular thing? And you don't.
Right. When someone shares a story, they're actually sharing their energy. And there's people that will tell me a story, and then they'll tell me the same story over and over. But you know what? I'm okay to listen to it multiple times because they'll always feel a little differently, and it really helps them to, oh, if it's a good story. So if it's a bad story, I don't want them to, you know, strengthen that connection. But when I met you, I had, even though I really needed help more than anything in the whole world, I had this fear that my fear of accepting help was that that meant I was saying I didn't know everything and I needed help. And it was like this such a difficult situation, a position to be in, because I want to be worthless, you know. And I just so appreciate that you did come into my life, because you make me feel so safe and comfortable, and you do this with everybody. You're very comforting and supportive, and I am so glad to see you. I'm going to do the invite too, but I'd like to share the invite. You can share the invite, but if there's someone out there listening right now, and you don't know how to listen to your heart, or you think you can hear your heart, but you're not quite sure, Doug's actually pretty good at this. Just this space that you hold, Doug, is something very special. And can you share with the listeners, there's something you'd like to invite people to come into your world. Can you let us know what that's about?
Well, I'm offering for your listeners an opportunity to just to have a chat, to maybe go through a gratitude wheel, or to go through just a little bit of a consultation, a free 15-minute consultation, to maybe kickstart you in a direction that will propel your life forward.
Oh, you are a pilot. No, I'm joking. You know, and how could they do that? What would they, where can they go to say, yeah, I want to talk to Doug?
Well, we'll post it on the Light on Living Facebook page.
Okay, I like that. So everybody, if you're thinking, you know, I don't even know what I'm going to say. I don't know what to ask Doug. I don't even know anything. You know what? Doug's really good at this. You just go to this Light on Living Facebook page there. We'll put a link. You can just sign up. And even if you, like, for real, if you just don't even know what to say, you just know you need a little bit of help, something that you connected to or resonate with, or you'd like to do, like, so the gratitude, just sign up and do that. Because, Doug, you really have changed my life. And when we see you, or you love the environment, you love food, you love healthy food, it's like your motivation is endless and unlimited, because you are following your heart, and I love doing those things. And with all the good energy about, you kind of like you're a cheerleader for people and yourself to listen to their hearts. And this, I've written down so many little fun key points even that you said that I think, closing this off here, just like let's do a chunk of our steps. And how do you know when you're not following your heart? How do we start hearing the heart? How do we move forward? If you give us a little a Doug list, if you can.
Sure. How you know is obviously you feel a lot of anxiety. You may be having trouble sleeping. Your mind really starts getting active, and when you come back from the day, you are tired. You're not energized. So those are a few key things that are happening, that happened to me, that I realized that I had to make some changes. I would work, I don't know how many hours, sometimes it was 50, 60, 70 hours. I would get home on a Friday night and just hit the pillow and wake up Monday morning to the alarm clock going, oh, here we go again. So I just did not want to be attached to an alarm clock life. And now when I'm out running with friends, they love my expression. A buddy that I run with said, so Doug, when do you get up? And I told him, I said, well, when I finish sleeping. And he just thought that was hilarious.
I love that. Oh, I do too. That's perfect. And you do run marathons. So when you're sharing with the listeners that, you know, you're going out for a run, you're listening to your heart, you're doing something that's good for you. Not everybody's like that. But okay, so here we've got a bit, I like this list. I like where it's going. Recognizing that you're depleted and not feeling well and just, ugh, to, our next step would be what? Making that decision that change is okay?
Well, start attending events that you find that fuel your passion, that give you energy. So even before you make the decision, attend some meetup groups, look at some topics, look at different discussions which you're interested in, and just start meeting people. Join clubs.
Explore.
Poetry clubs. Explore, exactly. Go to yoga, go to Pilates, go to the gym. Start running, start cycling.
Invite the
start
conversation.
Start kickboxing.
Okay, so recognize that we're not feeling energized. Start exploring and open up a conversation. Invite that those things to come in. And then when we're feeling pretty confident, like we're, you know, we want to do something, we hear our heart's message and voice, what do we do that?
Yeah, then we act on it. We might.
I love it.
I mean, because you don't know what that action step it is, but trusting. I've got what I call my win-win philosophy, which is what's important now. That's win. What's important now. And then the other win is what's important never. So never go on the never. Like for me to waste my time and my energy of thinking about things that might be, could be, should be, would be, is not really getting me the direction I want to go.
Okay, so that's what I really want to close off in with this right now. If you want to listen to your heart, you want to hear your heart's message, what is it saying? Don't waste your time and energy. Be fueled and ready to go and go to our Facebook page and say, hey, Doug, let's have a conversation. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody. Thank you so much,
awesome.
Doug.
Awesome. Goodbye. Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.